Are you ready to get down to business? Join seasoned entrepreneur, community leader, and Army veteran, Scott Shalom Klein, who will take you behind the scenes with those who work in America's small business scene and speak with leaders making an impact, creating jobs, and telling their story in entrepreneurship.
So let's get down to business.
On AM 560, The Answer, here's your host, Shalom Klein.
And indeed, we're all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk all about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and remember, you can always download podcasts on my website at syklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information, so let's jump right in. How often do we have this? We've got a world-class Team Canada distance runner who is taking the lead in health optimization and the longevity movement, and that's Health Code Medical CEO Lisa Brooking, who joins us here on the program. Lisa, thanks so much for jumping on with us. I've been super excited for this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know you have a master's degree of science in nursing. You've held many leadership positions across acute, specialty, and primary care, and has served as a senior practice lead in cancer care. In addition, of course, to your athletic accomplishments, you've run for Team Canada, leading your squad to gold and silver medals in consecutive Pan American Cross Country Running Championships, and the list goes on and on. So that's quite an impressive background. So I'm curious how all of those things, let's start there, how those things sort of come together and how it makes you so passionate about the work that you're doing at Health Code Medical.
Well, it's the perfect intersection between my athletic passion and my passion to keep everybody healthy. Because if you have health on your side, you know, the possibilities are limitless.
Absolutely. No question about it. And you practice what you preach. So Health Code, you're providing a team-based functional medicine. So tell us a little bit about what this emerging field of medicine is really all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. Instead of reactive-based care, we're actually getting to the root cause. So we're not putting bandages on things. We're saying, like, why do you need an increased insulin levels each year and your blood pressure meds go up each year, or you weren't on antidepressants this year and now you are? So let's get to that root cause and let's figure it out so we can actually course correct. And so we're trying to give people back their health, give back agency over their health. And by doing that, functional medicine gets to that root cause. We do a lot around brain health. It's the one organ you can't transplant, so you have to take good care of it. So we're looking at, okay, where is your brain processing speed? You know, what is the health of your brain and what measures can we put in place today so that we don't have that cognitive decline? We all know that these chronic diseases, they start 5-10 years ahead of before those symptoms actually start showing up. So we got to start taking measures now.
Absolutely. So functional medicine, certainly it really is a hot topic because everybody is unique. And again, I love that approach, which is fantastic. So what is the Health Code Medical sort of difference? Why your team and why now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, great question. Well, you know, we see health as an asset class, and similar to your wealth, you wouldn't want the same approach for your neighbor wealth management as you. So we take health as a very individualized approach. And so we are a boutique offering that has a level of standardization, but then we overlay that personalization. So maybe you're a female going through menopause and it's like, what can we do to help with hormone replacement? Or you're trying to lose weight, or you're a male that's, you know, dying to get back out on the hockey rink or, you know, football field, or want to keep up with your grandkids. So we overlay a level of personalization. So it's not just an annual medical where we're saying yes or no, we see cancers or aneurysms or bad things. We're also trying to say, okay, we see none of that, but what else can we do for you to turn back that clock, truly give you that vitality, that zest for life, so that you can just live life on your terms? And we're able to do that because of our approach, and we've had great success. We service clients across Canada and the U.S.
That's awesome. Again, chatting with Lisa Brooking, the CEO of Health Code Medical, based out of Vancouver, but certainly, as she just said, serving clients throughout the U.S. and Canada, which is great. And so, Lisa, I want to use that jumping off point for a second and talk about the new year. We're in the early days of 2024. And there's a lot of things that have changed. There's a lot of things that have evolved in medicine and just culture and just life in general. So you've been in this line of work for a little while, and you've seen the changes certainly of these past few years. What's different? What are some of the trends that you're seeing and how it's impacting people's health and ultimately people's performance?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly from a societal perspective, people realize that, whoa, I need to take ownership of my health. I can't rely on the government or different hospitals or physicians to take care of me. I need to take care of myself so I don't need to access those services. So certainly I've seen a certain shift in people saying, what can I do to not get sick, not get COVID, not get the flu? We know this isn't the last pandemic. So certainly that has happened alongside the extraordinary advancements in wearable technologies and testing. And that's what makes us really unique is we are a platform. So our bodies are not static. So why should our service offering? If there's a new test that emerges overseas, let's bring it in. So we aren't creating these strategic partnerships with just one company that does cancer screening or one company that does cardiometabolic. No. We bring in everybody. The whole world is trying to solve these problems. Who is best in class? We bring that in. We give you targeted results so that you can actually have a personalized plan for you. And so that, I think, gives people a lot of empowerment and agency over their health. And then they can move forward knowing that they have a plan. The new year, everyone's excited to have these goals, but they don't have a plan. That's where oftentimes the wheels fall off. Is they have the goal of losing the weight, but they don't know the appropriate approach. And they're just taking what they're seeing on maybe TikTok or social media. But what works for somebody may not work for you because we're all the same color blood, but genetically we're made up differently. So that's the power of coming to Health Code Medical is we provide you targeted solutions that are going to work. We track those trends. We give you the wearable technologies so that you can also see the trends. And we're healing the body from within. These testing are showing that we are healing you before you see it on the outside to keep momentum going.
Incredible. I'm fired up. And again, we're going to get folks over to your website in just a few minutes, Health Code Medical. Really fascinating, great insight as we've just been talking about the new year, new trends, and certainly that you and your very, very professional, competent team are seeing. I want to go in a little bit of a different direction now. As mentioned, you are a accomplished athlete. You are a accomplished healthcare professional, but now you are the CEO of a business. And I want to talk about that with fellow entrepreneurs, with fellow business owners on this program, no doubt that are going to 2024 with all sorts of fears and trepidations of that line of work. So Lisa, what are some of the surprises that you've experienced in business ownership, either the successes or if you can be blunt, the challenges that you might want to give some words of wisdom and counsel to your fellow entrepreneurs tuning in?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whether it's an athletic endeavor or a business endeavor, you have to be able to pivot. So you can have a plan and it looks great on paper, but you need to be able to pivot. And so the way that I'm able to still have podium finishes and compete internationally, I won the Miami Half Marathon last year. I look forward to having a podium finish again this year, is I have a process, but maybe I need to adjust that process because I'm a year older or because I'm, you know, something's happened in my health. So I would say the ability to be able to have a good pulse and pivot is like that self-awareness is huge. And that vulnerability to say, you know what, we opened up a healthcare company. It's during COVID and we have to adjust our plan. But what can we do in the meantime? So I am all about just being able to like, we're not losing sight of the goal. We have an end goal, but maybe it takes us a bit of journey to get there. But that's not all lost because what great things can we learn along the way?
I love it. And Lisa, finally, in our just remaining 45 seconds or so, any New Year's resolutions or any really high performance goals that you have for your team at the company or just personally in 2024?
Oh, great question. Yeah, we're very excited about being available in more communities and cities. So having more physical locations, we're going through a growth strategy, but currently we are able to support clients from abroad very successfully. So we just want to continue to expand our reach and bring in these incredible testing that's available that otherwise people would have to fly to those countries for. And then personally, I role model the way forward. So I want to continue to push my body athletically and see what I can do. And our team is so remarkable and continuing to expand our excellent interdisciplinary clinical team.
Lisa Brooking, amazing, amazing conversation. Congratulations on all of your success. Wishing you the best in 2024 and beyond. And certainly I want to make sure our listeners can get in touch with you and your fantastic team. How can they do that?
Awesome. So we have a website, healthcode.ca, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Lisa Brooking.
Fantastic, Lisa. We'll definitely make sure to link in the show notes as well to make it easy for folks to get in touch with you and, of course, your team. As always, get on my website, syklein.com. That's where you could get in touch with all of our past guests on the program. We have a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And be sure to go to your favorite podcast app. Just search for Get Down to Business. Subscribe, rate, review, and share. It makes it even easier for others to find it. We'll be right back in Get Down to Business. Back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And boy, do I have a treat in store for you. We are continuing our conversation with amazing leaders, amazing people doing amazing things in the community. And this next guest is a new guest to the program, but not on a new topic. We are chatting with the new Chief Operating Officer of Brepik Network. You have heard about Brepik Network in previous conversations. We've been joined many times in the past by Justin Breen, a frequent guest on the program and a good friend of mine, who is really all about connecting visionaries to serve humanity. And one of the visionaries that he has brought onto his team, he didn't need to search very far, is his wife, Sarah Breen, who joins us on the program again as the new Chief Operating Officer. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Sarah, you have quite an impressive background, and that's why I am amazed, as impressed as I am with my friend Justin. I know he's good with people, but I didn't think he was that good at recruiting that he can bring you onto the team. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a general pediatrician. I've been practicing since 2011 in the Chicago suburbs, and I thought that was the end all be all. You know, you go to medical school, you go to residency, and you are a doctor. Justin didn't actually recruit me, which is why this worked. I kind of had a snap moment where I realized that, well, he and I are very, very different. And so I realized that my strengths are his weaknesses and vice versa. And I thought I could really jump in, join the team, and have a whole new life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That now everything is making a lot more sense over here in terms of how he was able to bring you onto the team. So that snap moment, again, we alluded to this in the show intro, Brepik Network, connecting visionaries, serve humanity. So we sort of introduced Brepik Network on the program in the past, but what was that snap moment? Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. A little bit more about that moment and why it empowered you and inspired you to take the lead in the operations of this fantastic movement.
Sure, absolutely. So we were actually at a couples connection weekend through another business group that he's in, Strategic Coach, and somebody asked him what he does. And if you guys have heard Justin before, he's not really good at answering questions. So he didn't really answer the question. I went ahead and answered it for him. And I realized, one, that my communication piece could really help him out. And two, just in the past, being at these couples connections, I found being around entrepreneurs really elevates me and makes me happier. So those two things combined, that is what made me suddenly say, wait a minute. Maybe this is what I meant to do.
Absolutely. That's incredible. So you've now been taking things to the next level. It's 2024 now, which is amazing. And this is the year for Brepik Network to really go to that next level. It's an invitation-only network. What does that mean and why is that important to our listeners?
Yeah, good question. So Justin and his business partner wanted to create a connection site, a connection platform, basically, for exclusively to entrepreneurs who are changing the world, who want to meet with, connect with, collaborate with those doing the same. And so we basically vet the people in there so that you know the connections you're making are high level. And for entrepreneurs who don't want to waste their time searching through other sites, this is such a great way to meet people who just elevate you and essentially can help with anything. It's global. We have about 50 members already just in our first 6 months. And we also provide a, you know, 3 times a month mastermind group to enhance the connectivity with it, as well as some in-person events.
Amazing. So it's essentially a yearly membership program, but that's designed, and I know I've heard Justin use these words many, many times, the visionary world changers, and very exclusive, very, very exclusive. And so this is not going to be the right fit for everybody on several levels, but those masterminds, I mean, that's incredible. And the connections that are being developed and developing as a professional, developing businesses, and there's a lot of outcomes, which is where I want to go in the conversation next. As the chief operating officer, you are in the weeds of ensuring the monitoring of this exclusive network and ensuring that there are obviously strong outcomes for everybody involved. So, without naming names, I'm curious if you can share some of the things that you've already seen in those 6 months so far of how some of these visionaries have really come together and have started changing the world.
Absolutely. So just to touch back on one thing, what does differentiate us as well is we don't look for just who can pay the money to be in the network. It's truly based on high character, high alignment values, family first kind of people first. And with that comes these amazing visionaries. And we have already seen so many people working together. We have one of our visionaries is a chief giving officer. So he helps businesses grow more so they can donate more. And he's already worked with several of the members in the network within the first few months, joined their teams to help their donation program. We have publishers, podcasters. You know, basically the verticals are all over the place. So in terms of the connections, they're next level. My favorite connections are actually the people who I wouldn't think had anything in common. And all of a sudden they're, you know, just meeting, because again, everyone in this network, their goal is to connect. So it transcends verticals. So everyone just meets with each other. And from there you find these commonalities that even, you know, Justin nor I would never have seen. And these people just start working together.
Absolutely. Again, I'm chatting with Dr. Sarah Breen, who recently joined the Brepik Network as the chief operating officer. We've been chatting a lot about the Brepik Network and, again, what makes it so unique. And certainly going into 2024, I'm seeing a lot more of people, professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders that want to have that sense of purpose and that focus. Certainly, I think the Brepik Network is just incredible in the people that have been brought together and how it's enabled people to become the best version of themselves and the best version of their organizations and so on, which is great. So, Sarah, I want to move in the conversation into what we were just saying about, amazing people, high caliber individuals. You and Justin have had an amazing life. We were talking offline a few minutes ago. I've watched when Justin got into business on his own. I remember sitting in my office in Skokie and talking about moving on from media, working for a company and starting up his own organization. I've watched you in your medical practice and then again jumping into this. So how have those shifts been over these past few years for you and your husband and now business partner? How have that been, and what words of advice would you share with fellow entrepreneurs experiencing that urge to make a change but don't quite feel comfortable doing it? What words of advice would you give?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of highs and lows with entrepreneurship. You know, it's kind of catching the next high a lot of times. And so watching him go through it first, I mean, luckily for him, I had a very stable job. I carried the insurance. He was able to kind of low risk go out on his own. But it was still stressful. You know, I mean, it's still, there's a lot that, that goes through your mind when you're going through entrepreneurship for sure. So I've watched it, I've been around it. But truly, you know, living this lifestyle where we can, you know, choose what we want to do. You're in charge of your own schedule. You can work from anywhere. We can bring our children along with us, which is really cool. They are a huge part of our lives. And we talk about all of our positives and negatives with them. And so they see entrepreneurship. It's something I never saw as a kid. So I didn't, you know, you don't really know what's out there unless you're looking for it. So they get to experience this with us, which is truly the best part. And the biggest thing would be if you're working with your spouse to make sure you have boundaries around work and not working, because I just have to tell him, you know what, I'm not working right now. It is a little different with your spouse, that's for sure.
We could have a whole conversation on that topic alone. Sarah, I really enjoyed our conversation. Congratulations on all of the success. Good luck in 2024. I look forward to having you back on the program. I've certainly learned a lot, and I know our listeners will as well. And one of the most important homework assignments that I'd like to give our listeners is how they can learn more about the Brepik Network. How can they do that, Sarah?
Absolutely. So our network website is brepiknetwork.org. Brepik is B-R-E-P-I-C network.org. And you can actually message me right through the website. There's a part that says, talk to Sarah.
Fantastic. Sarah Breen, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to squeeze in a quick break with some headlines, commercials. When we come back, we've got a lot more small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You don't want to touch that dial. We've got a lot more in store for you on Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business, and boy, do I have a treat in store for you. I'm joined by Ray Kaplan, the owner and head attorney at the Kaplan Law Firm. Ray Kaplan, thanks so much for joining us. Really always love having fellow Chicago-based professionals joining the program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about you, because this is the first time our listeners are getting to know you. Where did you go to school, and when did you decide to become an attorney, especially focused on helping families plan student loans really a very important topic?
Well, yeah. So I went to school for undergrad at Boston University, and right afterwards, I went to John Marshall Law School here in Chicago. My family's from Chicago, and I grew up downtown Chicago. And I started practicing with my father, who was a bankruptcy attorney. And he had a pretty large bankruptcy practice. And I'd grown up, you know, working there over the summers and all through actually high school, college, and law school, home for breaks and things like that. And it always kind of sunk in, maybe through osmosis, that there really was not a lot out there in terms of how to help people who had student loans or who had a lot of student loan debt. And back in the day, you could get rid of your student loans in bankruptcy. But then in 2005, they changed that law. And so it was no longer really possible to discharge your student loans in bankruptcy. And this really created a huge problem for borrowers because, well, not only were there people out there who, number one, really don't need to file a bankruptcy. They just have student loan debt, but also people who maybe do need to file a bankruptcy, but then the student loans were a big part of it and there just weren't any good solutions. So after practicing for a few years and understanding the ins and outs of litigation, things like that, I started to focus more on non-bankruptcy solutions for people who had significant student loans, whether federal or private. And here we are.
Amazing. Again, I'm chatting with Ray Kaplan. I think what sets you apart from so many other law firms that are out there is your personality and your personable nature is permeating through the airwaves, which is fantastic. And it's a stressful topic. Bankruptcy, student loans, it's something that affects so many families. And having you on the other side of the phone, or of course, the other side of the desk, is certainly very important. And this is a topic that's getting a lot of attention. There's a lot of change. Certainly happening policy-wise on the federal level. And I want to spend just 2 minutes talking a little bit about that. You and I have talked a little bit about the IDR account adjustment and PSLF waiver. What does that mean, and why should our listeners care about that?
Well, you're exactly right that this topic creates a lot of anxiety. I can't tell you how many times I have families come into my office and you can sense the tension, right? Because they might have one or two kids who've been accepted at school and the parents really want to send their kids to the best school possible. But when you're talking about tuition that's $70,000 or $80,000 a year for two kids, for 4 years, I mean, that really puts a financial strain on the family, right? And so what we do is we do a lot of pre-college planning so we can let people know, okay, if you guys take out federal loans, here's who can be the borrower for the student and for the parents, and here's how to finance your college education. Here's what the payments will look like, and here's how we might be able to get those loans forgiven depending on the situation. Because something most people don't know about federal loans is pretty much all of them will get forgiven. It's just a question of when, and you have to know how to get at that relief. That relief is out there for pretty much everybody. You just have to know how to access it. So that's really where we come in. But you're so right. There's been so much going on lately in terms of student loans and student loan law. It's been all over the news, and it's really been in a lot of the politics lately, in presidential politics, because people recognize that this is a big issue that people have. And there have been some huge adjustments under the Biden administration. And one of them is that IDR account adjustment that is honestly the biggest student loan relief program I have ever seen. It's just honestly unprecedented, and people need to know how to get at it, because this is the difference between having a $100,000, $200,000 student loan that you've got to pay, you know, $500 to $1,000 a month on, versus having that debt completely wiped out tax-free and not even having to pay income tax on it.
That's huge. That's huge. And it's definitely something I know you and your team are keeping track of minute by minute, because again, it affects your clients. And like I said earlier, I know you are a passionate educator. You like to share a lot of content and information to make sure, throughout Chicago and really around the world, that folks know what's going on. And it is complex. It is complex indeed. That's why we rely on you and the Kaplan Law Firm. I've been chatting with Ray Kaplan. Ray, how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to schedule a consultation? Or just schedule time to talk?
Absolutely. So they can give us a call at 312-294-8989, so 294-8989, or check us out at financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com. We've got a ton of content on our sites from different WGN and radio appearances and TV appearances, where we talk a lot about student loan law and different remedies for student loans.
Absolutely. And we'll link in our show notes as well. Ray Kaplan, thanks so much for joining us. Again, a quick break on Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Gene Collins, an award-winning interior designer who left the corporate world behind to find her true self through design and internal reflection. She has written a memoir, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. And certainly an all-in life she has had. She's been the winner of the 2022 Lux Magazine Red Award. She was recently nominated as an HGTV Designer of the Year. And I'm absolutely thrilled to, once again, to be joined by award-winning interior designer and author, Gene Collins. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Shalom, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. What a fascinating background you have had. I know you've had a lot in your personal life, and I'll start there before we jump into the professional and all of your accomplishments. You've had a series of, challenges. Understand divorce, some romantic struggles, some drastic career shifts, and motherhood. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself that you think is relevant to this conversation?
Sure. I mean, I'm like everyone. We all have challenges. I just have my set of them. You know, I'm 53 years old. I'm a single parent. My daughter is turning 17, and I've been a single parent since she was born. I've been divorced twice, so gave that a try twice, and didn't have a lot of luck at that. And, you know, I was raised in a nice household and a nice environment. I can't complain about that, but definitely the way I was raised left me with a lot of emotional emotional baggage that I had to deal with later on in life. And then professionally, I have majorly shifted careers twice and now added a third career having written a book. So had a lot go on in the career perspective as well.
Absolutely. So all in is a very appropriate description. So the book, again, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. What is the meaning behind 2 Feet In?
2 Feet In is really how I realize that I approach life. And so when I come to these crossroads with these challenges, such as, you know, having to decide to end my first marriage, for example, once I made that decision, and I just jump in with 2 feet and don't look back. And really what I've realized is that makes me unique in this approach is that I don't let myself get stuck in the negative chatter and the negative mindset that can very often happen when people have to make large decisions in their lives and have to take a risk. And I make a decision and I am able to just shut my mind down and just make it and just keep moving forward and trusting myself and trusting the universe that it is going to work out okay and I'm going to make it work.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with Gene Collins, who certainly has had just an amazing, amazing career. And you chronicle, I know, your journey, the approach that changed your life, and your work in the book, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All-In Life. So who is the intended audience for this fantastic read? And what is the most important thing that you want readers to take away from your story?
So the audience is really, I started out thinking the audience was going to be women in their 30s and 40s and 50s and quickly realized that the audience is actually anyone that's over 18, male and female, because I cover so many facets of my life and the different things that I learned along the way that I've realized that people can relate to many different parts of my life in many different ways. And so the audience is really very broad. What the ideal audience is someone who is looking to be inspired, looking to be motivated, looking to feel connected with someone who is not a celebrity. I'm not necessarily a normal person, but I'm not a celebrity. And there are things in my life that a lot of people can connect with in situations. And so my goal is to help inspire people to really become the designers of their own lives and feel like they can give themselves permission to make themselves a priority and make some changes and have a little bit more self-confidence than they might have to really design the life of their dreams.
Absolutely. And I'm fortunate. Every week I talk to amazing people doing amazing things in amazing communities. And, you know, I do talk to a lot of folks that have written a book. And frankly, every single week I'm inspired and blown away by folks like Eugene that take the time to capture their story and share those lessons with others. But I'm always fascinated by the networking that goes on behind the scenes. I know you have quite the network, but what has the reaction been in your book of contacts? And who are you talking to about this book? What's that process been like?
Yeah. So, I mean, because I'm an interior designer, so I talk to everybody from people that are in the interior design industry to authors, to entrepreneurs, to small business owners, to women in business. So the audience of people that I talk to is very broad. And the feedback, I've actually been shocked at how positive the feedback has been, because to me, this is my story. This is my life. And sometimes we live in the land of a little bit of imposter syndrome and you're like, how interesting is it really? And then I'll get a text message from someone that says, I read your book in 2 sittings and I can't tell you how captivated I was, or I was so motivated by your story and you really made me pause and think about my life in a different way. And so every time I get those messages, it's just reinforcement for it. That's why I bothered to write it. Because there are things in there about my life that I don't necessarily need to be public or want to be public, but you have to be vulnerable if you're going to try to impact people and inspire them. You have to be vulnerable about your own life and some of the choices and mistakes that you might have made along the way and be honest about it.
Yeah, I love that so much. Chatting with Gene Collins, who's written a book. But Gene, real quick before we go to break, tell our listeners a little bit about your firm and what you do professionally.
So I have a luxury interior design firm based in Connecticut, servicing the New England area in addition to nationally. And I focus on helping entrepreneurs and executives design the homes of their dreams. And I really focus a lot on how they want their homes to feel and function. And I do everything from modern design to a little bit more transitional and a little bit of New England and a little bit of everything. And I happen to love it. Love color, love clean. It's a great thing to be able to impact people's lives and their homes because that's where their day starts every day.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to squeeze that quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those experiences and lessons they've learned in corporate America that helps you start your own business. Jenny with Gene Collins. We'll be right back and Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial. And we are back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. As always, get on my website, sycline.com, and be sure to check out your favorite podcast app. Just search for Get Down to Business. So I'm returning in our conversation with Gene Collins, an award-winning interior designer who left the corporate world behind to find her true self through design and internal reflection. And she's chronicled her journey and the approach that changed her life and work in her memoir, 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All in Life. Gene, welcome back. Thank you so much. Minutes before the break, we were talking a little bit about that transition from corporate America and starting your firm, which congratulations on all the success. I'm excited for all you'll do in 2024. So what is the most important lesson that you've learned in corporate America that applies to your small business, but frankly, for entrepreneurs that are tuning into this program?
I learned so many things, but by far the number one thing I learned in corporate America is that it is so important to build a team of people that have skill sets that you do not. And when you start out with a small business as an entrepreneur, you kind of have to do everything and you have to wear every hat. And there is a feeling of having to be good at everything. And as soon as you let go of that and you realize that you need to be good at whatever you're doing to start your business, but that doesn't mean that you have to be good at bookkeeping or marketing or PR, for example. You have to be good at what you're good at. And the best teams are built of people with complementary skills, but skills that are not exactly the same. And so you will raise the bar for your small business by bringing people onto your team, and they can be freelancers, consultants, they don't have to be employees, that have skill sets that you don't, that collectively raises the bar for whatever you're doing for your small business.
That's powerful stuff right there. And that's relevant for everybody, again, regardless of industry. And that's great advice that you're bringing in. So definitely, I know you've had your ups and downs personally, professionally, and certainly you are, you've really come out of all of this so strong and, again, powerful woman, powerful entrepreneur with so many words of advice for so many folks. But one of the folks that might be tuning in is your younger self, Gene. If you could go back and tell your younger self some advice, what would it be?
My younger self. So I would tell my younger self to not get so trapped into the timeline that society puts us on. And so society puts us on this timeline that you're supposed to go to high school, you're supposed to graduate, you're then supposed to go to college, you're supposed to get a job, you're supposed to meet a partner somewhere in there, you're supposed to go to graduate school. I would tell myself to not focus on the timeline and don't focus on my age. Focus on my passions. And when you focus on your passions, you're much more likely to build a path for yourself that is surrounded with people that you want to be with and that are like-minded. And you're also much more likely to be successful as opposed to focusing on, here are the steps that society wants me to take to supposedly be living what is deemed, and in air quotes here, a perfect life. So find your passion and follow that first.
Great advice right there. Gene Collins, really enjoyed our conversation. I know the book is called 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All in Life. And certainly one of the most important bits of advice that I'd share with our listeners is to pick up a copy of this book. Lots of lessons in it. I know you are very well connected in that interior design world, but there's so many lessons for everybody. Gene, how can we get in touch with you and how can we find the book?
So the book is 2 Feet In, Lessons from an All in Life. You can find it on Amazon. It's available in hardcover. It's available as an ebook. And also I recorded the audio version of it. So anywhere where you get an audio version, you can find it there. You can follow my business, which is Jermar Designs, J-E-R-M-A-R Designs.com. Also on Instagram, Jermar, J-E-R-M-A-R underscore Designs. I post there all the time about design, wellness, life. And through that, you can email me anytime. If you read the book, please leave a review. I love to hear from people. I love to get emails, texts, comments, DMs after people read the book. So definitely reach out, share your story, and leave a review if you like it. So thank you.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, Jean. A happy new year to you. And of course, to all of our listeners, be sure to check out our sponsors, Tom Miravalli from healthplanchicago.com for all of your health insurance and affordable care needs. You could reach him again on his website, healthplanchicago.com, or call him 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477. That's a wrap for us here. The show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship to success. Let's get down to business.